been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the May 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we might get a positive market here pretty soon. We are almost there. We've got a mixed market opening up this morning. The Dow is down 23 points. It was down 90 just a few minutes ago. So we've got a 70-point rally since I started talking here. I'll keep talking. 24,745 is where we are on that Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 large stocks. The S&P 500 is positive now. It's up 1.1 point to 2,723. The NASDAQ up a couple of points here after a very good day yesterday. NASDAQ hitting 7,400 today. Look out, all-time highs. Russell 2000 up 4.5. It continues its run. It's up 0.3% today. I've been looking through that Russell 2000 index every day for some standouts. There is a lot of garbage in that Russell 2000 index. There's just got to be some gems in there somewhere. I'll keep looking. I've got a few in my ultra growth portfolio that I own now. Look at crude oil, up another 43 cents today, $71.92. Crude, a good place to be right now. Not gold, down $2,880 per ounce. And the bond market, 3.10, now dropping down just below 3.10. I don't know that we'll see a print below 3% again in our lifetime. Not good for the bond market. 3.096 right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're Sarasota bound. Next week, we'll be there all week. We're about 80% full right now. But if you'd like to schedule a one-hour block of time with Bill Gunderson and my planner, we'll be there. We'll be at the Westin Hotel. You can't miss it. It's the largest hotel there in Sarasota. Some people call it the monstrosity. Folks that have been in Sarasota for quite some time. Looks like a pretty nice place, so I'm looking forward to hanging out there all week with my friends in Sarasota. If you'd like to come visit with us, meet with us, reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And Dallas, we're looking to do a workshop now. We're trying to book a Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Las Colinas area. We're zeroing in like a bird dog on a pheasant crouched in an alfalfa field. And pretty soon that pheasant will flush and we'll announce the exact pinpoint location. But we do have the week of June, let's see, I always get mixed up on my dates here, June the 17th through the 22nd, and in the Las Colinas area, and a workshop Wednesday evening, I believe that would be the 19th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and you can call us at 855-611-BEST, or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com to book a reservation, an appointment, or a seat to the workshop. Very important, because we only have so many seats available to that workshop. All right, well, Treasury yields keep rising, but here's some good news from my observation from where I stand on the watchtower. The market seems to be getting used to, the stock market that is, seems to be getting used to rising interest rates. Because you go back a few months ago, and a jump to 3.10 would have sent the market reeling. And I'm looking at it here today. It started off a little soft, but now we're moving to the positive portion of the line today in the markets. And it would seem that the market is starting to get used to that. You know, bull markets are like that. The old saying goes that bull markets rise a wall of worry. They go up on a wall of worry, and it's exactly right. Every day on this show, I let you know what the market is worried about. It's always worried about something. And now it's bucking the trend, and that it overcomes pretty soon. Those worries become old and behind us, and the market marches on. Because in the end, the market marches to the tune of the drummer called earnings. That's what it marches to in the end. All of these others are walls of worries that it climbs. But it seems to be getting used to this latest wall of worry, which is the rising interest rates. And those rates continue to climb. And asset allocators continue to do the same old, same old. You need to be in a big chunk of bonds. And we're going to do that through bond funds. And by the way, we're going to get you some high yield bonds to really juice your performance. It's all about total return. I'm just warning you. If you have an asset allocation, you better come see us next week in Sarasota. If you've got any bond fund, I don't care what bond fund it is, any bond ETF, you better come see us next week in Sarasota or a month from now in Dallas in the Las Colinas area. Jobless claims rise unexpectedly. Well, 222,000 versus 215,000 consensus. That's only 7,000 more than expected. Anything under 300,000 is good. Every Thursday we get this report, and this report continues to be very favorable, showing no signs whatsoever of any kind of a recession brewing, at least in the jobs market. U.S. births sink to lowest number in 30 years. The number of babies born last year fell to 3.85 million, down 2% from 2016, and the lowest number since 1987. Why should we be concerned? As birth rates decline and a larger segment of the population nears retirement, all of us baby boomers, a smaller segment of workers are paying into Social Security and Medicare. Hello, Greece, putting stress on the programs that help support older Americans. See, we as baby boomers, we want a high birth rate so that we can be supported in our old age. One explanation for the decline in births, more women going to college and maybe focusing on their careers, paying off college debt before starting a family. Well, I think there's all kinds of reasons. I think there's a lot of men out there that don't want to raise a family anymore. And lots of reasons. I don't think abortions help either. All kinds of reasons for the birth rate to be down. You know, China and Japan, Japan especially, their economy has been impacted very adversely from a low birth rate over the years. How about this? German Chancellor Angela Merkel is coming around on the trade war. She has signaled that the EU is willing to discuss reducing trade tariffs with the U.S. as she arrived at a summit of bloc leaders in Sofia, Bulgaria. She says, "We have a common position. We want a permanent exemption, and then we are ready to talk how we can reciprocally reduce the barriers to trade." Well, you see how leverage works. If we give them a permanent exemption from those trade tariffs that have been imposed, then they're willing to turn around and reciprocally reduce the barriers to trade. You see, the EU has a lot of barriers to trade, too, of U.S. goods. EU companies pull back from Iran. The European Union must protect EU companies doing business with Iran. Total has halted work on an Iranian natural gas project and warned it may have to abandon its plan to invest $1 billion in the field. Don't be messing with Iran, or you're going to get slapped with some very, very heavy fines. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continuing
continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our boy, am I noticing a big jump in the energy. The oil stocks today, in particular Valero Energy, which is a pretty large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. Also Marathon MPC. Those two stocks really jumping here today. Those are my two biggest winners in the market today so far. And I will be talking a little bit about what's going on in the oil markets. In fact, let's do that right now. I saw some stories here on energy, the shipping revolution. This is what Morgan Stanley has to say. Now, they're the ones that said to buy the 10-year a few months back, which was not a good call. Now they're saying that the shipping revolution is to propel crude oil to $90. This is what Morgan Stanley says. Brent crude will reach $90 per barrel by 2020 as a new international shipping regulations take effect, overhauling the types of fuels produced by refiners. The charges will force vessels to consume lower sulfur fuels beginning in January 2020. It will spark demand for middle distillate products, including diesel and marine gas oil, triggering the need for more crude, Stanley says. Now, here's the bottom line. From my point of view, Valero Energy and Repsol. Now, Repsol is a big Spanish oil company, trades on the pink and gray sheets, but a major, major size company. Valero is VLO. Valero and Repsol are among the companies that stand to benefit the most, the firm says, as the refining systems of these companies are highly geared towards middle distillates and minimal high sulfur fuel oil output, which is the most advantageous combination after 2019. So I thought I'd pull up Valero, VLO, right now. I own that. To me, I would rather own that than a bond that's yielding, 3.1% today. What's Valero yielding? Valero is yielding about the same, I want to say, 2.7%. Valero's hitting a new all-time high today. They're going to have record earnings next year. They're headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, a $51.6 billion market cap company. And here's why I own Valero. Valero has a performance grade of A. That's right. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 83%. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged 28.7%. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 27.6. All these numbers are way, way better than the index, the S&P 500. Now, not only do we have a performance grade of A, which is very important to me, we have a momentum grade of A, and the stock is breaking out today. Light volume. That concerns me a little, but nevertheless, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. The relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 in the Investor's Business Daily grading system is 94. Now we take a look at the valuation of the shares. Can we make a value argument for VLO? $115 is where it closed yesterday. It was the number 13 ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now app. Boy, I hope you're using that app. 6 months ago, it was number 28. 1 month ago, it was number 20. 2 months ago, it was number 60. 7 days ago, it was number 4. I like how the app narrows things down for a busy guy like me who needs to zero in very quickly and find the stocks that are working in the market according to my liking. I like performance and I like valuation. So let's take a look at the valuation case to be made here. Valero is currently trading at 12.7 times forward earnings. Well, the market's trading at 16.5 times forward earnings. So it's trading at a discount to its growth or to the market. Valero is expected to grow their earnings by 9% per year over the next 5 years. Look at the quarters, though, that they've put up here recently. Earnings up 47%, earnings up 43%, earnings up 54%. So 9 going forward might be a little on the conservative side. Even though, having said that, we have a PEG ratio of 1.4. I have a 5-year target price on the shares of $190 per share. The stock is currently trading at $120 per share. In addition to that target price, you're getting a 2.8% dividend yield on a large cap growth and income portfolio. Now, let me just emphasize something here. There are so many different alternatives to your traditional way. People have gotten used to getting their income from fixed income over the years. Fixed income ETFs and fixed income mutual funds have done very, very well. PIMCO's Total Opportunity Fund became the largest mutual fund in America, in the world, in fact, under Bill Gross. So it's a bond fund. That was then and this is now. And now we've got a bond market with the 10-year hitting 3.1 today. And I'm watching bond funds like the Bond Fund of America and other bond funds. I'm sure you could look up PIMCO Total Return. Look at a chart. Look at a 1-year chart. Don't listen to me. Don't say, well, Bill's just got it in for bonds. Just look at the chart. The chart tells the story. I don't need to tell the story. Now, if you're in anything high yield or high current income, you're really in harm's way. Not that you're not in harm's way enough as it is. And yet my industry continues to do the same thing for the most part. Oh, there's a few active investors out there, and I'm sure there are some people that are getting their clients out of the way. They should have been getting them out of the way of the bond market quite some time ago. Now it's really starting to come unraveled, and there's lots of alternatives to the bond market. Dividend-paying stocks are just one alternative, but there's numerous ways of getting the same kind of fairly safe return without too much risk to principal, without going into the treacherous fixed income market, all right? And a nice portfolio of stocks like Valero and others is one way to do it, but it has to be carefully tended. You need to go out and check your garden every single day. And that's what I do. I check my garden every single day. Varmints. Too much sun, not enough fertilizer, not enough water, too much water. That's what it takes. Daily maintenance.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Bond alternatives. Don't buy bond proxies either. Real estate investment trust, publicly traded real estate investment trust, are also a bond proxy. If we take a look at a chart of RWR, that is a REIT. That's the Dow Jones Select REIT Index. Well, I called the top in July of 2016. That was the exact top. That index hit $104, or that ETF hit $104. All right, today, where does it stand today? It's at $87.24 today. The REIT index, since that July top, has sold off by 16.3%. That's about 4 years worth of dividend yields that you've lost in the principal. Okay, now that's in a move on interest rates up to where they are today, 3.1%. What happens when interest rates move to 4%? You're going to see a new low established in the REIT index. And anybody who tells you that publicly traded REITs are not interest rate sensitive, and I've had people tell me that, that's not true at all. Just look at the RWR, that's as good a proxy as you could use. That's the Dow Jones U.S. Select REIT Index. You can buy this REIT index if you're interested. It currently has a yield of 3.2%. Boy, you want to gobble that up all day long. The problem is the principal's going south. So far, it has down 16.3% since its July 2016 high. Utilities are a bond proxy also. Widows and orphans, right? You buy the big utilities. Well, they're also a bond proxy, and they're hitting new 52-week lows. I'm looking at Dominion Energy, which has gone from 85 at the beginning of the year to 63. 85 down to 63. This utility has lost 26% of its value since December of last year. But you're getting a dividend yield of 5.2%. I can hear it now. I'm still getting my dividend, but you just lost 5 years worth of dividends. Utilities are also bond proxies. There's other bond proxies out there. So where does one turn? Well, there's lots of ways to turn for safe, semi-safe income out there. You know, one of the more aggressive ways would be through dividend-paying stocks. The stock market is still the place to be. Let me just give you another example. I'll give you two more examples today. Let's begin with the stock. I noticed yesterday the stock hit a new all-time high, okay? Another dividend payer. While utilities and REITs and bond funds are hitting new 52-week lows, there's a lot of high-quality dividend-paying stocks that are hitting new highs. They're going the other direction. The stock that I noticed really made a nice breakout yesterday was Nike, NKE, headquartered in Beaverton, Oregon. Nike is a $91 billion market cap company. You all know Nike. I saw a billboard one time on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles where they have a lot of space where they could put copy and pictures on that billboard. It was probably about a 20-foot by 60-foot, maybe 30 by 60. It was a big billboard. The billboard was painted totally white. And down in the far right corner, real small, was just a swoosh.
a Nike swoosh. That's all they needed to say on that billboard. They told their story in 6 seconds, which a billboard needs to do. They got their point across. Nike swoosh. Well, the stock has been a great performer over the years. It has a dividend yield of 1.1%. Well, why would I take that? I can get a 5% dividend in a utility. I've heard that argument so many times. Well, let's see how Nike has performed over the years. Over the last 10 years, an investment in Nike, capital appreciation plus dividend, has delivered 21% per year to investors in Nike, NKE. The market during that same period of time has delivered 6.7. So Nike has outrun the competition 3-1. That's like me. I run one lap, and that young buck, he runs three laps. He laps me twice. Man, it's tough to get old. Well, Nike has lapped the market 3 times over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Nike has delivered 19.7 with no guarantees going forward. The market's delivered 10.3. Over the last 12 months, Nike is up 37%, while the market's up 13.4%. So that's some pretty good performance. So would I go out and sell all my bond funds and buy 100% in Nike? No, you can construct a nice portfolio or have someone do it for you, charge a little management fee, and tend it for you on a daily basis. You'll collect the dividends, and you'll capture the capital appreciation. Think of an apartment building. You buy an apartment building, yes, it's nice to get the cash flow, but isn't it also nice to get capital appreciation on the underlying asset? Now you've got the best of both worlds. That's called total return. And you're not going to get total return in the bond market. You're going to lose your income and then some. Look, you've lost 4 years worth of dividends from the REITs since 2016. All your cash, all your income has been wiped out by capital depreciation. Well, that's not good. But yet they continue to do it, the asset allocators, because they believe in it. Well, in the final segment of the show, I'll do one more example. If those two aren't enough, there's numerous examples that I can give. A few other odds and ends in the market today. Japan prepares retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Boy, I tell you, trade talk, it continues, but it will get worked out. We had another Tesla crash in Utah. The driver said he was in autopilot mode when he crashed into the back of a fire truck. The crazy stock lately has been Blink. Has anybody noticed Blink? They're the ones that are building charging stations at Whole Foods markets. That stock hitting a new all-time high. It was $1.28 2 weeks ago. Now it's $8 per share. In 2 weeks, it's gone from $1.28 to $8 per share. It's up 650%. There's one I would look to be shorting. Blink Charging, BLNK, which is a $139 million market cap company. If you blink, you miss the move over the last 2 weeks. It's now an $8 stock. It's traded 6 million shares already today. BLNK. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Nice move in Tencent Holdings yesterday. It was my biggest winner yesterday. The stock did very, very well. Tencent continues to be one of the great growth stocks in the world. It's now a $505 billion company, half a trillion, had a nice jump yesterday, pulling back a little bit today after a very nice earnings report. It was one of my featured stocks yesterday. Okay, when we come back, I'll give you one more example of a company that made a great buy. It's one of the very first companies in the Silicon Valley, and now it's a steady dividend payer.
And it's been moving higher here over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. A very excellent performer. Sarasota filling up fast. We're about 80% booked for next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the Westin Hotel, right downtown on the waterfront, Marina View Drive. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST to grab one of those last appointments. It may be a while before we're back in Sarasota. And this time I've got my planner along with me. So if you got tax issues...
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. If you missed the news on Dallas, we will be doing a workshop there Wednesday evening, June the 19th, from 6:30. You get there about 6:30, and then by 8, we'll be done. And it will be in the Las Colinas area of Dallas. We've got it narrowed down. We're just negotiating. I threatened to throw some tariffs on them if they don't give me the price for the cookies that I want. We'll see who is the winning bidder in the war to have and host the Bill Gunderson Workshop in Dallas. 80% booked in Sarasota. A few spots left next week. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Okay, one last story here for the day that caught my eye, and it comes from Intel. I'm not even going to mention Cisco, all right? Cisco, I believe, is a soggy stock. A stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. And it shows up in the performance of the stock. You know, and Cisco's a member of the Dow. Cisco's a member of the S&P 500. But it's growing by 5% these days. If you look at their last four quarters, single-digit growth. So I like growth of earnings, and I like dividends. And if I'm just looking for growth, I like superior growth of earnings. And Cisco, in my book, lacks that. I mean, their earnings have been growing over the last 5 years by 5% per year. So I'm not even going to do Cisco today. Intel, on the other hand, their earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 14% per year. And they may have pulled off a very nice purchase when they bought Mobileye. You know, at the time, a lot of us thought that they had paid too much for Mobileye. What did they pay? I think they paid $18 billion. Let me look that up. $18 billion for the Israeli company that was the leader and is still the leader in autonomous driving cars, which have had a lot of negative news. However, they're going like gangbusters in Europe. Intel's $15.3 billion. I was off by $3 billion. They paid $15.3 billion for Mobileye, an Israeli company, is starting to bear big fruit. The company has signed a contract to supply 8 million cars at a European automaker with its advanced self-driving system. The deal will begin in 2020 when Intel's IQ5 chip, which is designed for fully autonomous driving, is launched as an upgrade to the current IQ4 chip. Well,
How has Intel been as a dividend-paying growth stock? Intel is a $256 billion company headquartered in Santa Clara, California. Dividend yield of 2.2%, but you throw in capital appreciation along with that dividend yield, and you have a tech giant that could also be used in a bond proxy portfolio. Over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, Intel has almost doubled the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Intel's total return per year, no guarantees going forward, has been 21.6%. Over the last 3 years, 21.9%, while the market's delivered 8.5%. And over the last 12 months, Intel is up 54%, while the market's up 13%. In other words, it's outperformed the market 4-1 in the last 12 months. The performance grade of Intel, B+. The momentum grade of Intel, B+. Pretty good performance. Hard to argue with the performance numbers, the total return numbers, dividend plus capital appreciation coming from Intel. Well, I have a 5-year target price right now of about $78 per share. The stock is $55 per share. It's hard to make an argument for the bond market appreciating over the next 5 years, yet I can make a pretty good argument or case, obviously no guarantees, but based on the expectations of Intel's continued growth and about the 8 to 10% area over the next 5 years, and along with that dividend, you could get a pretty decent total return, which I think would blow away the returns of the bond market or a bond fund or a bond ETF. So there's just one more example, not a recommendation, but an example of something I like better than the fixed income markets, which is the traditional way that investors have gotten used to for getting the income portion of their portfolio. But don't forget, income can come from the dividend and the capital appreciation, just like an apartment building, just like an office building. You buy an office building, you collect the rents, you get cash flow, and the office building goes up in value, you win-win. No guarantees that you'll win-win here, but we're trying to tilt the probabilities into our favor. Well, I'll be talking about this and a lot more next week in Sarasota and 4 weeks from now in the Las Colinas area of the Dallas area. In the meantime, I manage portfolios every single day. Man, I had someone email me a portfolio yesterday. It had all the usual candidates, including Kimberly-Clark. When I see Kimberly-Clark, look, I judge a money manager by the stocks that he or she owns. And when I see Kimberly-Clark in a portfolio, a growth portfolio, I ask myself, is that the best you can do as a money manager? Kimberly-Clark can't even keep up with the S&P 500. And there's numerous examples of soggy stocks like that. And I saw many of them in this portfolio. So listen, if you're willing to accept mediocrity like that, what can I say? If you'd like us to look at your portfolio, 855-611-BESS or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.